you hear from me.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for coming today. Today's workshop is creating your seamless opt-in campaign. So opt-in campaigns, most tried and true way to grow your email list, right? The goal is to get people from your social media accounts, social circles, et cetera, to subscribe to your list in Simplero so that you can communicate with them more directly. So I'm gonna go ahead and share my screen. And we have this little diagram here. And just to give an overview of what the flow looks like. So we're all in one place here. The key items when building an opt-in campaign are gonna be your list, your sign-up page or your sign-up form, confirmation page, confirmation email, thank you page, auto responses or your email sequence, and then any content that you've promised to deliver with that subscription when somebody opts in to your list. So we'll take a look at this subscriber flow, this diagram here. First, it's the sign-up page or sign-up form, and that's what you're creating for your list to start building your list. Then if you've enabled double opt-in, which we'll talk about in just a second, but double opt-in is recommended but not required. Double opt-in means that you are adding an extra step. It helps to prevent from spam. So if you have double opt-in, somebody says, yes, I want to subscribe on your sign-up form. Then they'll be sent an email that says, do you really want to be subscribed to this list? Or can you please confirm you want to be subscribed? Then when they click that link, the button in the email, then they will actually be subscribed. So again, you don't need to add this extra step, but it does help to prevent spammers. So that adds two extra steps, the confirmation page, which will say, go check your email. And then the confirmation email when they say, yes, I want to be subscribed. From there, there will be a thank you page. And they'll be subscribed to the list. They'll get an autoresponse or automation email. And then onwards from there will be a nurture sequence, right? So when somebody opts into your list, the work isn't over. You now have them subscribed, but you want to keep them engaged. You still need to communicate with your audience. You want them to trust you, to trust what you're saying, and to like you, really. You want them to like you. So, and when they hear from you, they want to be hearing from you, okay? So let's talk about, we're going to start with the sign-up form. We're going to go just through this diagram step-by-step here. So first things first, you want to create a list. So you can have lots of lists. You can have a few lists, but maybe you want to have a list for each opt-in campaign. So you'll create your list. And let's just say freebie opt-in. So now we've created our list. Right when you create your list, that's when you're going to get to this configure tab. So we'll just talk about double opt-in quickly. Double opt-in is here under the list configure tab. Again, like I said, it adds two extra steps and helps to prevent from spam. If you don't want that turned on, toggle that off. If you want it on, it's on by default. The confirmation email is also a default email. But if you toggle this option on, customize the confirmation email, that's where you're going to be able to choose the subject and any of the text that is in the email. And then the this text below is not customizable, but the button is. So anything above here, and then the confirmation button label. So confirm your wish to receive email, or you can change it to yes, I want to hear from you. And you'll see that that'll change right here as well. Okay. So that's where double opt-in comes in. And again, we can turn that on or off. When you have created your list, that next step and that first step here is the sign-up form or the sign-up page. So we have two options for sign-up forms. First, you'll hop over to this sign-up forms tab from your list. And you can choose either a sign-up form or an embedded form. A sign-up form is a full-page landing page. What that means is it is a standalone site page that has an opt-in form on it. So if I choose opt-in here, we give you a couple templates. This one's pretty simple, straight to the point. And you can customize any of our templates if you like, or you can start from scratch. So here you can see this template that we've given, the list sign up. It's very simple. Just using the page builder, you could build this yourself, adding a heading section, adding a list sign up form section. So you can create from scratch. We just give you some tools to get you started a little bit more easy. So here, the list sign up form section. So you can do a list sign up form, say add it to your the main page of your website if you'd like to. So there's really a lot of options with that section in the page builder. Now, I want to show you the other option, which is an embedded form. So I can create an embedded form here. And we have all these templates here. So an embedded form is different because it does not have its own URL. I can't send this form to somebody. It actually needs to be embedded onto another site page. So if I like to create this, it's like a pop, consider it, you can make these like a pop-up form, right? So if I click a button on a page, this might pop up and I can sign up. So you create these embedded sign up forms. Then the short version is you need this embed code to put it onto a site. So you can grab that code and we'll go over this just quickly here. Where am I going to put this? So again, this can be, this can be for a site page on your website, on your membership site. Normally wouldn't be on a membership site, but on your main website or on a landing page. Let's create a new landing page from scratch. So I'll just show you here. To any site, you can add a script section. So if you scroll down to add a script section, that's here. And when you click add, it's going to ask you for that script. So if you grab this embed code, and that's at the bottom when you're creating this embedded form, you can add the embed code. Maybe I need to save it first. And just a second. So the settings here, we'll go over this quickly as well. The settings for an embedded form. This is going to show center of the page. You can restrict views. Let's say this form is shown wherever you put the code. So you have the presentation options. The conversion action is the opt-in to a list. And then we'll save those changes. All right, let's try this one more time. All right. So here we go. So when I go to view the landing page, there's my form. Obviously, you can do it as a pop-up. You can make it a button. And that's all in the settings for an embedded form. So this is a site page with a form embedded on it. It is not its own URL. Whereas this one that we created using a full page sign up form actually does have its own URL, and it just has a sign up form section on it. So if I go to view the landing page, I can send, this is what I can put on my social media. This is what I can share. This URL here. Okay. So that's how you create your opt-in forms. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the fields, right? So the basics that come with it are name and email. But you have the option to ask more questions to gather more information from your potential subscribers. So the way you do that is by going to settings in the top right corner and custom fields under contacts here. All right. So you can add, there's a button in the top right corner. You can add all sorts of questions. Add a custom field. Let's say it's a text field. So how did you hear about us? Is a good question for like a text field. Then you can also add like checkboxes plural. So one thing that's very cool about checkboxes plural, these multiple choice options, is that you can add triggers to make other things happen in the system based on the answers that people have chosen. So this is a great way to personalize the experience right off the bat for new subscribers. Yes, they are opting into this freebie or to this opt-in campaign, but maybe they answer some questions in the signup form and you subscribe them to another list or you have another nurture sequence. So let me give you an example. The checkboxes plural, let's say, what's your favorite color? Now we can add our options, blue, green, red, et cetera. So I've got three options here and you can only choose one. Now you can see that there's these add trigger options. So we talk a lot about triggers in these workshops. They are one of the bread and butter of Simplero. You can automate a lot of things. A trigger says when this happens, this happens. So when someone selects blue as their favorite color on the opt-in form, I can do something. Like I can make something else happen. Like I can send an email that is personalized to everyone that chose the color blue. Or I can add a tag, and tags are just personal identifiers. So if I ever wanted to see who chose blue on this opt-in form, I can create a tag that's blue, and then I can add that tag when someone chooses the option. This gives me the opportunity to create like a segment or to filter all of the contacts that chose that option. A lot of different things you can do, like subscribe them to another list that has another nurture sequence. There's a lot of opportunities here with what you can do, but I think it's a great feature and something I love to share with our members, because you can make a lot of things happen just with these triggers, asking these multiple choice questions. So again, anything you can add here, the checkbox is plural, or like any other different field options. Skype username, we've added some social ones as well. So totally up to you. Once you have added those custom field options, again, that's under settings, custom fields. The next step is to add them to your opt-in forms, right? So if you're working with a full page landing page signup form, so again, this is a full page landing page, has its own URL, and it has a list signup form section on that's been added to the page. If I click in to the list signup form section right here, I'm going to scroll down, and here under the form, here are all of the custom fields that I have added to my account. So all I have to do is check the boxes next to the custom field options that I want to add to my form. And then if you click inside here, the little asterisk, that means it's required. So you don't have to make everything required, or you can, completely up to you, but they won't be able to subscribe to the form unless they choose these if they are marked as required, okay? So email is always required, but everything else you add can be optional. So I can save those changes. And now you see I've got all of these additional field options in my form. With the embedded form. This is a different list, but that's okay. With the embedded form, you will choose the custom field options on the right-hand side. If you scroll down, you can add fields. Oh, that's odd. Maybe we've changed something here. You should be able to add the custom fields from your, that you added in settings custom fields. But here in this embed form, looks like you're adding them directly from the form itself. I'm gonna look into this because I believe that you should be able to add them from the custom field option, but just know you can add them directly from here as well. This will always be an option. Okay, so any questions about signup forms, custom fields, list confirmation, double opt-in before I move on? Okay, great. So let's go back to the list. Too many tabs. Here's our freebie opt-in. Great. Okay, I forgot to mention here, I'm glad I have some notes. With the double opt-in, this option here, a lot of times you're going to have many lists that your members are subscribed to, like more than one. And if that's the case, they only have to confirm that they want to hear from you one time for one list. After that, if they're already subscribed to one of your lists and they have confirmed, then they will be sent straight to the thank you page instead of going through the extra two steps for confirmation. So that's just kind of like a first time thing. All right. So let's say they've gone through opt-in, they've clicked the link in the confirmation email. What happens next is the thank you page. So underneath the list content tab, under settings, there are some options here. So the thank you page by default is very, 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 very basic. It just says, thank you for subscribing. If you want to customize that page, it's still default. So it'll pull from like your basic, it'll pull from your account settings, like the color and whatnot. But you can add a title and any text here to show up on the thank you page. However, you can also create a custom thank you page after sign up. I would say like I recommend this just because it's a more personalized greeting right off the bat. You can, so what you would do is create a full page landing page with, you know, text. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, just like thank you for subscribing and maybe like a little extra text somewhere. But again, it does not have to be anything wild. I created an example of what, I mean, something very simple. You can add a GIF. Yay, you're subscribed. That's it. I just added a text section here with a GIF. Like, that's all. So if you do want to create a custom thank you page, you can copy the link for your landing page. Come over here to the list content tab. And I guess you can either paste the URL or you can choose it from your landing pages with the link here. So I think I cut this custom thank you page and I can add that right there. Okay. So that is your custom thank you page. The custom page for confirmation required. So let's double back to list confirmation and that extra two steps. If you have list confirmation double opt-in on, when they say, yes, I want to subscribe, they go to another page that says, check your email. You can create a custom page for that too. So again, you don't have to, these are all options. But if you want to, then you can create a full page landing page with some text like, hey, look for an email maybe look for this email address to confirm your subscription, something like that. And then you can add that landing page here the same way you did. Otherwise, it'll just show a page that says, please check your email. Then I don't see this option used very often, but it's worth noting. If you want to add a custom, you have unsubscribed to the list, you can do the same thing I've done above with a full page landing page. Okay. So also freebie content. A lot of the time when you are creating an opt-in campaign, you are promising something. Either it's a free PDF, sign up and get this free PDF on all the ways to reduce stress. Here's an audio file of free meditation. Here's a free video guide on something, right? Something. If you're adding that to your list, you can add that file right here. And you'll want to upload that file to your media library first. And then from there, we can choose that PDF. And now that's my freebie content. And this will show up on the thank you page. Now also under the content tab, another thing I see often, another offering is the word I was looking for, you know, to subscribe to a list, is like a free mini course or something like that. Maybe this course has like two lessons, but you're promising sign up for this list and you get access to this free mini course. If that is what you're doing, you can give access to content similarly to the way that you give access when someone purchases one of your products. Under the list content tab, in this section, you'll click the membership site that the course is on, your free mini course, and then you'll check the box next to the name of the course as well. So in most cases, membership sites are locked. So what you're promising will then also deliver a login information email that is gonna give people the information they need to log in and access the content that they were promised by subscribing to your list. So if you check anything that gives access to a membership site or course underneath the list content tab, under the settings, a new option appears. This option is don't email contact about how to access their content. You can preview this email. It looks something like this. It gives the username, password, and a link to the content. Now, if you leave this toggle off, that's the email that's going to be sent, and that's perfectly fine. Many of our members use it. If you want to personalize the experience a little bit more, you can turn this off and you can actually add the login information to your nurture sequence, right? So that brings us to auto responses and automations. So auto responses, automated emails, nurture sequence after somebody subscribes to your list. If I add an autoresponse and it says send when 0 days means that sends immediately after sign up. So if you are giving access to content on a membership site that requires a login, this is where you would do it. Thank you for subscribing. And you can use these insert options here in the text editor. So I say, hi, first name, thank you for subscribing. Here's how to access your content. So they've been given access in the system, but now you can say, okay, username, password, link to content. That's a link to the course. So I'm going to put my, can't think of the word, pointer there. And then Simplero ID from the insert here. And then password is generated password here. And then I can grab a link to the content here. I'm going to go to my membership site. And I want to direct link to the course. And then if I want, I can make it a button. Okay. So you can also, if you want, leave the system generated email to go out. I always say that redundancy isn't always a bad thing when you're just trying to give access, like when people are getting access to what you've promised them. So maybe two emails with the login information isn't a bad thing. I tend to go back and forth on that. But if you want to just use the autoresponse or an automation email to deliver this information, then that's perfectly fine. Always make sure to save your changes. When you're ready to get going, make sure that you turn any autoresponses you create to active. They will stay in draft until you do so. Then you can add more autoresponses, right? So obviously they're subscribing to your list. You want to create some sort of nurture sequence. Maybe you add more emails like 2 days later or a week later, like, hey, how's it going? What's been going on? A lot of the time in the first email, you want to tell them what to expect. So, you know, obviously if you're giving access to content, that's not like the media file or something. You've got the username, password, link to content, and then maybe a little bit of what to expect. What are you going to be sending them? How are you going to be engaging with them? So I can add as many autoresponses as I want. Maybe I send this 2 days later. How's it going? And if you set these up correctly, how you want them to be right off the bat, then you don't have to go in and continue like switching things around. You already have this nurture sequence for this opt-in campaign locked and ready to go. So again, create as many as you want, engage with your subscribers. You can create this and keep going for however long. The other option is to use an automation. So this is for the scale and skyrocket plans. You can find automations under marketing automations. And let's see, do we have an example here? Let's start from scratch. So this is the opt-in automation. We'll create our automation. Each automation needs a trigger. So we talked about triggers. When this happens, this happens. So when someone subscribes to my list, I want them to start this automated sequence. So if you're doing this, you're not going to be using autoresponses as well, most likely. So under the content tab, you'll add a trigger. This is at the very bottom of the list content tab. Subscription activated, do this. Where are you at? Start an automation. Choose the automation that you're creating or that you've already created. And then it adds that automation. So now if I go back to my automation, you'll see that my trigger has been added, right? They subscribe to this list, they start this automated sequence. So automations, like autoresponses, but times 10, you have a lot more options with an automation than you do with autoresponses. So for example, I can send emails, so I can create an email. I can create the emails here for my nurture sequence or pick from emails from your email library. So if you want to create emails under marketing, emails for automation, you can create your emails here. It's exactly the same as creating a broadcast, subject, body, create the email. And then if you're creating them here in the automation, when you say send an email, you'll pick from the emails from your email library, excuse me. I guess I'll choose an email here. So this might be the first email. So again, you can use those insert options the same way. The text editor is the same to add any login information and a link to content that you, if you have promised course access or membership site access. So then when the automation, and we have a whole other workshop on how automations work. So I won't get too far into this, but basically, with the autoresponses, you can say wait one day or 2 days. With an automation, you can say wait until a specific date and time, which gives you some more functionality here, like wait until Tuesday and then send this email. And with a nurture sequence, a lot of the time it's just going to be a series of emails and wait steps. So I'll add a wait step for 2 days, save changes. Then I'll add another email step and so on and so forth, right? So kind of similar to the auto responses, but you have more functionality because automations, you can do all sorts of things like anything that a trigger can do. So when they're in the automation, you can subscribe them to another list, add a tag, do all sorts of things over time. But if we're just talking about a nurture sequence, mostly just emails and wait steps. Okay. So that is basically the front to back of creating an opt-in campaign. You've got the list signup form. Maybe you put list confirmation on. You've got the thank you page with a link to any content. You've got the subscribe to the list, the emails, and then the nurture sequence. And then the last thing I want to just discuss is the way that you test this. So you've set up your opt-in campaign. Now, maybe you want to test to see if it's working properly, that you're getting the emails in the order that you set them up, that the flow is working properly. So what you want to do is grab the list signup form that you have created and open that up in an incognito window or a different browser that isn't connected to Simplero. The point here is you don't want Simplero to recognize you as an admin. The other thing here is that you want to use a different email address than is connected to your account. A good test or a good thing to know here, I'll just show you on this form, is that you don't have to necessarily create a bunch of different email addresses. When we're testing in the system, for example, my email is olivia@simplero.com. But if I do Olivia plus you at gmail or at simplero.com, so it's just plus and another word or letters or numbers, then it still sends to the same email address, but the system sees it as a new email address. So you can continue to test using the same email address, just adding these extra plus and words. So I have many of these in the back end that I've used to test without having to create multiple email addresses. Okay. So once you've tested, you know, everything is set up correctly, then you can start sharing your opt-in forms with your circles, with your, on your social media, and start building your list. So with that, I don't have anything else here to go over. So do you have any questions for me?
No, it just, you said you could add the plus you at the Simplero mail. I thought it was only on Gmail you could do that, but you can do it on everybody and all. Can I do it on one domain?
That's a good question. Yeah. So our Simplero email is through G Suites. That's why it works. So yes, it is through Gmail, but that's what we use. We just have the custom domain simplero.com and it's through Gmail. So yes, it is something through Gmail.
Okay. Thank you. So, and also that I think also I have to think more about customize my thank you page a little bit more to get more information out of them and using the checkbox, plural checkbox. That you showed, that is something I'm going to investigate more into and try to implement into my landing pages. So that was good.
That's one of my favorite features. I really like that one, especially with the idea that you can customize an experience for somebody based on an answer immediately after they sign up, you know? So that's cool. Yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah. Except for them, this was good. Yes, good recap.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining. If you have any questions after the fact, send us a support ticket. And I hope to see you in some future workshops.
Yeah, you will, Olivia. You will. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.